You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, Wake Up Tucson is back on the air. All 36 listeners and me. Love it. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. I'm in the middle of drawing a work of art here for Jim Bednarik on Friday. He gave me a big piece of paper and a box of crayons, and I wanted to do something. I want to give something like the inside of how radio works on this crayon artwork
okay.
that I'm doing.
Does it have me in the fetal position crying?
I thought about it, but you are sitting upright
in
it.
You can add that in. Okay.
You know, as Sting once sang, the humiliating kick in the crotch, as we like to say.
Every single meeting with our so-called superiors.
if you missed the first hour, we talked about Joe Biden. is he okay? Did Frank Biden, is he dead? What's going on?
I'm worried. Yeah. They say there's, allegedly, I heard something about it, Kamala Harris was going to address the nation at 8:30, but I haven't seen any news confirmation, but I did hear some people discussing it on the Hewitt show.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Why would she be, quote unquote, addressing the nation, you know, before the president of the United States addressed the nation?
The well, again, if it's anything like that North Carolina speech, I am I am there. I'm Marcelino. Great meme has a picture of Biden in the Oval, and it says Joe Biden announces he's dropping out of the presidential race. Just wait until Joe Biden hears about it. I like that. That was pretty good. That was cute. Is Rick still there?
He is. Quick comment, and Joe's ready to go too. So, but Rick has a quick comment for you.
Rick, I'm sorry we ran out of time with Dr. DeFilippo. Maybe I can help you. Talk to me.
Right, and so this might be a question for the future for Dr. Joe.
Yep.
What happened to all the money since COVID? The Pima County Library System has greatly reduced their hours of operation. Most of them are closed on Saturday. They used to all be pretty much open on Saturday, almost all of them. They used to be open on half a day for Sunday, like I think it was noon till 5. Nothing's open on Sunday. And they used to be open till 8 o'clock at night. And over a period of, what's COVID, 4 or 5 years now, this is hundreds and hundreds of man hours. And if you times the hours of paying somebody to be there, if there's 3-4 employees in a library and all these libraries are closed down, that's a substantial amount of money. Where did that money go? Because my property taxes have not gone down, Chris. I hope you were sitting down because you might be shocked at that.
I did fall. I fell right when you said it. Now, the question is, interesting question, and we'll ask Joe too, is did they raise the assessment on, you know, your taxes on your library district?
Right. And I asked a couple years ago a library, it's closed on Wednesday now. There's a library near me, and they closed on Wednesday, and they used to be open on Wednesday, so that's an extra whole day, and they have 3, sometimes 4 people working there. So the question is, and I asked the nice lady that works there, and she said, oh, we just can't find qualified people. Well, look at a place called Indeed or something like that where you hear these commercials. What do you mean you can't find the high? So for 4 or 5 years, you can't find somebody that wants to work at a library? It's a lie. It's a scam.
So I personally know a young lady graduated from the U of A. She's amazingly smart, and she kind of wanted to get into maybe that world. And they said they didn't have a paying job for her, so she's working as a free intern at one of the libraries right now. So just to let you know.
Well, yeah. And so where's the, where did that money go? Because they're still, I guarantee you that they didn't reduce the assessment for what I have to pay for a library.
Hell no. I'm going to tell you something. I wouldn't be surprised, Rick, if it went up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, but my property taxes have gone up steady every single year. So I bought a house in 2006, and those years were good because my house value had like dropped in half, which wasn't good, I thought, at the time. Now I think it was actually great that there was a housing market crash. And once prices started to come back, they've gone up every single year, whether it's the assessment or the valuation. So they say, oh, we're not raising your tax, but oh, oops, your valuation went up. And so I end up paying more. every year. I've got the receipts.
Well, again, Rex Scott is running around telling everyone he lowered your property tax rate, gaslighting you to believe that he dropped your taxes.
Yeah, not so much, because I go down to the county. You know, I did a bill pay once for my property taxes, and I put the wrong number down. I transposed a number, and they just didn't take the payment. Then I went off to a nice vacation spot called Iraq for 12 months, and my property tax came back. It ended up in a big pile of mail that a friend was getting for me, and like 2 years later, I went down to pay in person, and the clerk said, "Oh, you know, you have a lien against your house." I said, "A lien? What are you talking about?" And it turned out that they didn't take the money, even though it had all the right information. I just had the property lot number wrong. And so ever since then, I've gone down in person and made it a point to pay with it and make sure that everything's done properly, because I didn't like the fact that I ended up with that lien on my house. Because even though the amount was exactly right, the name was right, the address was right, I put down the parcel number wrong. And then I ended up with a lien for like 2 weeks. So all the time I was overseas, and then when I came back, I didn't notice it right away. So it was about 2 years worth of a lien with, I don't know, so whatever percent interest I ended up having to pay somebody. Somebody bought the lien.
So, thank you for your service, veteran Rick from Pima County. So, one of the big things we're hearing about the libraries right now is they've been using them for cooling stations for the homeless and the crackheads. All right.
Right. So, and if you're closed on Saturday and you're closed on Sunday, so whether or not it should be a cooling station, there might be an argument. You know, maybe it is
correct,
a humanitarian thing to do, but if they're closed, how are you going to cool down?
Now, one of our folks that work at Pima County, she just hit me right up right now. Speaking of cooling stations, for the past 2 weeks, we've had several library branches not able to open on time, needing to close early or close for the whole day because the air conditioning systems keep going out. So much for cooling stations.
So much for Pima County.
Yep. All right, my friend. Thanks for the call, and hang in there.
Thank you very much. Bye.
All right. We're going to have to do Brother Joe starting the next segment, I think. I'm looking at 8:15 already. But Rick was online for a while, so I wanted to get his call. So, Brother Joe, hold on. We'll get to you when we come back. And remember, August 17th is our amazing happy hour at Honor Flight fundraiser at the Westward Look Resort. Let me know. You have to know. Don't let me know. You need to tell me you're coming at wakeuptucson@gmail.com. RSVP. Tell me that people are coming. You'll be on a list. $45 cash credit payable at the door. Dinner, dancing, and amazing raffle prizes, including a chunk of gold from Tucson Coin and Autograph. Let's go to break. That's at 5 o'clock start. The music is by Jim Bednarik for the Honor Flight. He almost forgot. So that's what happens with these Hall of Famers sometimes. They forget. He's fine. We're good. We're good. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30, The Voice. All right. There were two highly requested songs for the Justine Wadsack Going 71 in a 35 Driving Zone playlist. And that was, of course, I Can't Drive 35 by Sammy Hagar, and then Highway Star by Deep Purple. So there you go. There you go, as we like to see. All right. 8:21 in the morning. Let's go to Brother Joe. Brother Joe, thanks for holding on. Brother Rick had some concerns about his taxes and libraries, so that's what we do here at Wake Up Tucson.
I'm always glad to sacrifice to contribute to the great body of knowledge that you're providing to the community, Chris. So there's no need to thank me. I want to thank you.
So on National Ice Cream Day yesterday, a statement went out that Joe Biden might not be running for president anymore. Were you part of the emotional response that poured out from America about this?
Oh, people, you know, come on, that was expected. They were talking about him departing last week. I mean, the only outrageous thing is, now that this is coming out today, right? Now you found out how incompetent person is to be presidential candidate, but he was running the country for the last 3 years. I mean, it should make people really uncomfortable.
So what do you think? Is this a coronation for Kamala, or are they gonna do her in at the convention? What do you think?
There's better people than me, you know, on that. I just think, you know, I look at things business wise. I mean, this is the same problem, right? You're having in the restaurant industry or the library. You can't find you have all these people, but you can't find qualified people. And so, I mean, what we're looking at as far as markets is, and I mean all kinds of markets, we're looking at a better tax situation. We're looking at a better interest rate environment. We're looking at the security and peace, that we're not going to be in some silly foreign entanglement. And it's all good for business. And we're seeing this even in the small cap companies that are very interest rate sensitive, you know, borrowing money for their projects. There's been a lot of activity in that. And also, you know, interest rates are not going to go up, it seems. Seems they're going to go down from here. Again, that's another plus for the economy. So, I mean, Harris makes great entertainment, but, you know, from a business perspective, what I'm seeing in my channels is we're getting a lot of green lights to go forward.
So, are we to a point where we feel that putting her up is like kind of like Bob Dole felt against Clinton in the second time around, just kind of a sacrificial lamb? To let Trump run over her and then move whoever they think move on to the next person who they think might be better?
You know, it's hard to say. Here's the deal. If she's in there, she's more of a threat, because if the radical left keeps pushing this agenda they did under Biden, it doesn't look good for business. It doesn't look good for national security. But it's so outrageous right now. It's just so obvious that this was an odd couple to put into the White House. So it looks good for the Republicans that even, I mean, you'll never change people that are hard left. You know, it just, even hypnotism wouldn't work. But but for people in the middle, right, the independent, the, you know, even this little fighting going on within the Republican Party, if you're a moderate or you're way right or you're not right enough. I mean,
hold on, we got a quote from that.
Rhino!
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
I mean, people got to get over it, because I like what Trump, I've been texting this, you know, what Trump said after recently, unite America. We've had enough talk and complaining and people, you know, just shocked at the way things are. You know, unite America. Hardworking people, people that want to build up their community, need to stop overthinking this decision and make a good decision for a business and for your community and for your kids' future job. And I think most people We'll get that, and because it's such a stark comparison. Of course, you have to factor in that this still could be manipulated. And, you know, if I had to throw a dart at the wall,
yeah,
and just make a one out of a thousand shot, I said they're going to bring out Nancy Pelosi out of the closet.
Wow. Woo! And so... And again, back, you know, if they did that, right? So it's kind of like, so we're looking at the, you know, we're going to bring an 81-year-old. Is she 81 or older? She might be older. How old is Nancy Pelosi? 83? How old? Hold on, let me get this right. Is the Crypt Keeper, the Nancy Pelosi, hold on. Nancy Pelosi. Okay. 84? Why don't we do it? Let's have the old baby boomers that got us into the crap hole. Let's just keep them in there longer.
So. They always when in doubt, they always go back to the ace in the hole that got them there.
So in the end, so don't you think? I think Trump nominating J.D. Vance was the nod to the future. And I think some of the big money guys like Musk and the Peter Thiel guys, the PayPal mafia, whatever you want to call it, really want Vance to be the next part of the Republican Party, face of the party. And it also seems like, I don't know if Peter Thiel or one of those guys did it, but one of them negated Zuckerberg, it looks like, this election cycle too. So I think that's where the Republicans, you got to run with Trump right now, but they're looking at Vance as the future of the party.
Well, that's the thing. Unite. If you get nothing out of the talk today, and I realize to keep things simple with social media and radio, unite America. There's no more room for the silly posts and people complaining. Oh, and Trump seemed like he was at. We're beyond that. We have to get you. And J.D. Vance is a good example of future people. And I like to think that after him, becomes a whole crop of solid candidates to push the Republican Party forward. But, the Republican Party needs to be unified here because this thing is far from over. I mean, yep. They're talking about Mark Kelly and they're talking about this one. And these people are so desperate, they'll do anything not to lose. And we can't underestimate that.
Amen. Hold on, brother. We got to go bottom of the hour news. Part of the WADSAC 71 and a 35 driving list, Miss Carly Simon. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Wah, wah. I always thought this song, either this or that one out in the country there, did the wah, 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 wah. 8:35 in the morning, you're on Wake Up Tucson. I finished my The Power of Radio. I mean, I'll call it The Spirit of Radio for a Rush, but it's he gave me a crayon and an 11x17 and it shows me and Matt in the studio. It has a sign that Patty put in the studio that says no food while we're eating copious amounts of food in the studio. Then the wire that goes around the foothill to our tower that has Snowball the Gerbil running on the, which we got from the Lizard Wizard, I believe is the name of the animal sanctuary group, hits the tower and goes out to someone listening in their car and driving towards a pothole and missing the foil, the Fenty foil and the syringes. So the power of radio. So Leslie and I are talking about doing a Bustos Media art gallery that could be part of the tour when people come.
All right.
So we'll see what we can do. Brother Joe, welcome back.
Great to be back.
How's a couple of listeners have asked me, when's the next run for the Gray? What's going on?
Well, Mr. Lucas put him into the Jim Dandy on Saturday. He'll be on Fox Sports like 5:30 Eastern Time, p.m., so probably about 2:30 our time. He'll be in the $500,000 Jim Dandy against Sierra Leone, who almost won the Kentucky Derby.
Wow.
Chad Brown's horse. And fierceness. Mike Rapoli, otherwise known as Mike from Queens, the guy that brought you vitamin water and armor, those power drinks.
Body, but not body armor, liquid armor, water. I know what you're talking about. Body armor. I know what you're talking about.
He sold those two drinks, two separate occasions, for billions of dollars, those silly drinks. And he probably has about $50 million invested in horses. So he's bringing Fierceness, who was in the Kentucky Derby as well. And he won the $900,000 Florida Derby. He also won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. He can be explosive. He just seems to be a little quirky, but, there's six horses
aren't
in
we
the
all?
Race. Yeah, six horses in the race, and it's a prep for the Travers at the end of August, $1.5 million race at Saratoga. So, God willing, we'll see.
All right, so somewhere between, get ready about 2:30 for the Jim Dandy Stakes. And they're running that in Saratoga?
Saratoga.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Saratoga, New York, in case you don't know where Saratoga is.
Beautiful. Love it. That's happening this Saturday. Seize the Gray. What else are you seeing out there? What are you seeing out there in the world of finance economy stuff? What do you got out there?
Well, we still like technology. You know, our index annuity, we have one of the most breakout products of all time that tracks the QQQ, NASDAQ 100. It's been an exciting journey so far. And we're excited about NVIDIA. We're excited about these core tech companies. And I noticed, I guess one interesting bit, and this kind of fits into what you've talked about, NVIDIA had bought into about 10% of this company called Serve Robotics, S-E-R-V. This is not a recommendation, but this is something that we have a liking with, you know, in our investment arm, because if you think about it, NVIDIA created the AI technology, which to me is the rebooting of the brains of the computer. Robotics, think about it. All the times you go to a restaurant and you get lousy service or people that are reading off a computer, why don't you just have a robot do it? Oh, you're going to make people pay all this money to have somebody flip some burgers? Let the robot do it.
Well, that's getting there, isn't it?
You know what? Think about all the jobs that nobody wants. The library. Nobody wants to work in the library. Nobody wants to put a robot there. And if you think about the response you get from service and, you know, holding on the phone for hours and, you know, calling the 800 number and how frustrating that, whether it's the cable company or whatever you're calling. Robotics, I think robotics will be here to stay because it fits the personality of an emerging America.
Right. The where are we at on AI? Is this the way? Is that where we're heading?
My dear brother, it's, you know, there'd be engineers, much smarter people than me, okay? But if you just think about the human, it's a rebooting. It's an expansion of the brain of the computer and how the computer processes information, how it interacts information. And so this will be underestimated for the next decade or more, and it'll keep delivering bigger results.
So my question always, when anyone who's telling me, they always say, well, AI is going to save you time. It's freeing up my time. So all I want to know from people is when you freed up your time, what are you doing with it?
They're on social media in the cloud. But don't that's too philosophic. Okay, that's another thing, religion and faith and family. You know, we have a whole nother show on that, but we're just talking business. So for all the people out there, you know, they're waiting for the election. They're waiting for the world to blow up. They're waiting for the country to blow up. Don't hold your breath. Don't hold your breath. Because, first of all, you know, it's a rigged game. So the government controls money. They control the cards. So anything could happen. And a war would probably throw us into a spiral. But barring a war, it's business as usual. It's business as usual with the banks, with the Federal Reserve. If they start lowering the interest rates and the lending gets easier, boy, you're going to see more expansion. So, yes, anything and everything could happen. That's always true in life. But things are moving forward. And so far in markets, whether it's the bond market, the stock market, small stocks, technology, while everybody's had their thumb in their mouth talking about politics, there's been enormous gains in the last year. So take it for what it's worth.
One of our listeners just texted me. She wanted to know what's the minute when we're kind of stuff with. If she wanted to give you a call at Blue Chip about saving some money in a good way, what's the minimum amount to say invest in something to give you a call?
Well, we're a very friendly fraternal, so we have no problem with accounts of 10,000 or more.
Gotcha. Okay. Awesome.
Good people. We're looking for good people that we can enjoy their, you know, working together. You got $10,000, we got a great spot for it.
Awesome. How does someone get a hold of you one more time to have that cup of coffee and talk about such things?
520-600-7307. 520-600-7307.
Awesome. All right. Well, have an amazing week and all the best to the Gray racing in the Jim Dandy this weekend.
Yes, I know that some of the partners are already made it to the Jim Dandy bar.
They're already
in Saratoga waiting for the race.
They're already drinking right now.
They already got a head start on all of us.
I love it. All right, my friend. Have a great week and good luck to the Gray.
Thank you. Happy Monday. Thank you to all. Happy Monday to all. Stay well.
Later, my friend. Brother Joe, 600-7307, bluechipplan.com. We've been doing so much with Pima County, Biden, Kamala, and of course the Justine Wadsack going 71 in a 35 zone and saying that TPD waiting for her to be out of session to avoid the legislative immunity that's in the legislative body is persecution. So sounds good. What a mature adult. We're playing a list that in honor of her today, which is great. A couple of people just tuned in, Radar Love. We've already played it, but we're making it happen. So can you see her in the red Tesla, 71, jamming down a big, long highway wide called Speedway in Euclid, right?
Permission denied, Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
And it's... just jamming this on the Tesla right here. Little danger zone for Justine. Here we go. All right.
What's the name of this one, Chris?
This is Echo and the Bunny Man. It's called Do You Know Who I Am? Don't You Know Who I Am? By the for the Justine Wadsack driving 71 in a 35.
Senator,
playlist.
Not Ms. or Mrs.
What?
Senator, not Ms. or Mrs.
Oh, we got like 70 suggestions for
each mile an hour.
That's true. We did. And of course, she's crying about, I only have 36 listeners. So what I'm like, oh, is Mike Varney running for state Senate? That was weird. I love when they say that. It's always so cute. Garrett loves me. That's all I care about. It's like what's her face? Maddow crying for Biden no longer being in running for president. Oh God. Patriotism. Love it. So good. We won't have time to, we'll get to the Vince Leach's campaign was sharing stuff because she's about taking money away from the School of Deaf and Blind. And I guess there's the supporters of the ASDB that are coming out against Wadsack, and they've provided some emails from her and different things like that. So we'll get to that tomorrow. I got some serious tabbage, some tabby cats to take care of here, a little tabby cat. Let's see, Bud Foster. Yes, state's fault. That story that you led the news with, this horrible one with the woman had to jump out of the car and she died.
Oh, goodness.
Is off the charts horrible.
Yeah.
Right? So do we know if she was, it was her boyfriend. She knew this guy. Yeah.
Right.
And he was so whacked out.
Yeah, they said it was a domestic violence call. It started at, they were at Catalina and Melpomene. Catalina Highway in Melpomene, and so I don't know if they were on the roadside there or at a nearby house. I think it was on the roadside though.
Gotcha. Okay.
I suspect.
The remember voting is coming up in 8 days for live voting for the primary. not August 30th, which is the Friday of Labor Day weekend. So
it is. Okay. Yeah, it's a Friday. It's not a Tuesday. I knew that.
Let's see. The Crime Free Coalition had their people they want you to vote for. Of course, Mike Jetty, if you have a Democrat ballot. Sandy Rosenthal, Heather Lappin, Edgar Soto. Let's see what else we got here today. Steve Christie, of course, but he's not. They're giving him. Steve doesn't have a primary, I don't think. And then, they want Juan Ciscomani. Does that mean we're going to get a Kathleen Wynne commercial saying that, you know, I'm gonna help the Crime Free Coalition, even though they didn't give me an endorsement either. You just replace the word Trump with Crime Free Coalition, so it'll be fine. Because she's the grassroots for her are so amazing. If you go through her, it looks like more than half of her money comes from herself, right? So about half of her money is her.
Yeah, I think it said a 71K loan, and was it 25 or 30,000 bucks in her own that she's made in expenses or donations. I don't know how that all reconciles with the loan, but yeah.
And then does that subtract out the money from her husband?
No.
Okay, so that's 3,000 there. Anyway, so what we're saying is on her own, she couldn't raise more money than Rex Scott for a congressional campaign that wasn't her own. Just to let you know about the grassroots of Kathleen Wynne and her asinine commercials. Just to let you know. So, Patty, she's going to call you up soon. Chris said mean stuff about me. You know, it was really amazing. About a year ago, exactly a year to the day yesterday of a Biden quitting, I put a thing about from Melissa Spino about the definition of gaslighting. That was the literally the Facebook memory that sure. came up right after was, and to me, the Joe Biden presidency,
yeah,
okay, has been one of the greatest yeah. global gaslightings ever.
Just a good. I mean, I think it's a completely reasonable question to ask who's been running the country.
Yep, and it's been just magical. Just magical. What else do we got here today? New Mexico Democrats appear to care more about criminals than the victims. This is from the Albuquerque Journal editorial board. Hat tip, as he'd say to Wild Bill. He put this in the...
Kevin Dahl said that the people engaging in violent crime were the victims, so...
What?
Huh?
Being rude, you fake news.
It's what the man said. It's what the councilman said.
Lawmakers demonstrated last week that only they're the only unsalaried legislature in the region for good in the nation for good reason. They're perhaps the most donor beholden legislature in the country. This is the editorial board of the paper saying this. We're committed to continuing the public debate on these critical issues. We must also ensure legislation that we pass does not do more harm than good. The Democrat governor doesn't see it that way, and neither do we. How hard is it to require court-ordered behavioral health treatment for repeat offenders accused of serious violent offense, a felony involving a use of firearm, or those defendants who've been incompetent two or more times in the prior 12 months? How hard is it to pass a law prohibiting loitering on a median no wider than 36 inches in areas where the speed limit is 30 miles per hour or higher? How hard is it to increase the crime of felony in possession of firearm from a fourth-degree felony to a second-degree felony? Instead, lawmakers funded their daily per diems of $231 apiece, took an unusual step of attaching $100 million of Ruidoso wildlife relief in a feed bill to ensure the governor doesn't veto their per diem payments. Wow. So on Thursday, New Mexicans found out who's holding the state back. The special interest groups who advocated against the proposals and had called on her to cancel the special session. Now, real quick, we only got a minute. I'm going to read who is this. A lot of these similar organizations got to be playing ball here, right? ACLU of New Mexico, Albuquerque Healthcare for the Homeless, Bluebird Healing, Bold Futures New Mexico, Coalition for a Safer Albuquerque Common Cause. They got it all. La Familia Health, New Mexican Coalition to End Homelessness. Oh, they got one of those too. I'm like, why are we in Tucson anymore? Tomorrow on the show, Mark Van Buren's going to be doing movies because we're not going to be here Friday. Matt and I are going to be working with.
Well, we got to interview, you know, for that VP slot.
We
got to interview with Kamala,
and then
we want to be co-VPs.
Then we're working with Chad Kasmar on an urban driving class for the university area.
Dear Lord.
So.
conducting a traffic school for a certain state legislator.
Pride of Arizona, Chad Schutman's coming up with Dr. Ackerley. And you always want to know the mystery of the song by Ella Fitzgerald, Christmas Island. That's coming up in this next Jump in Tucson. No, Easter Island. Sorry. Wake up!